Hi, this is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry, and I'm coming to you this week for my weekly column. And I thought I'd do something a little bit different this week and try this, which is more of a commentary than a column, because it's coming to you in video and audio rather than in typing and audio. And I just wanted to share a few thoughts, which are very personal, and maybe lend themselves to this attempt. And many of you who are following me notice that I'm also traveling. I'm in North Carolina, and so I found it very difficult to sneak away to have time to write columns, which I intended to do, but there's so many other details and distractions when you're traveling that I thought I would try this week, and I thought I would come to you here with a column, a commentary about traveling alone. Traveling alone. I am in North Carolina for about 2 weeks, and the basis for the trip originally was to be at the Shepherd's 360 Church Leaders Conference in Cary at Shepherd's Theological Seminary. I'll be there next week. But Pastor Ed Kuhar of West Haven Baptist Church in Clemens, North Carolina, graciously invited me to participate in a ministry conference that began a week ago today on Thursday, October 8th, and went through last Sunday, the 11th, and I rejoiced to be part of that, and I wanted to really speak about that for just a few minutes with you and some memories and thoughts that it brought to mind. Under this title of traveling alone, I'm traveling alone, literally. I'm traveling without my wife, who normally helps, and without whose help on this trip, nothing that I'm doing would be possible, even though she's not with me on the trip. But she helped me get ready, and she's helping me as I go from a distance, and I appreciate that. And wanted to mention that, first of all. And if she were here, she would be a great help, and she'd be doing many other things, and it'd be a very different kind of a trip. But so I'm traveling alone in that way. I'm traveling alone by myself through these ministry engagements and conferences. But another thought came to mind as I spent time with Pastor Kuhar, who serves at West Haven Baptist Church there in Clemens, North Carolina, and also was instrumental in the founding of Grace Baptist Bible College in the Winston-Salem area, and he continues to be involved in that. And that's how I met Pastor Kuhar, actually from a distance. We met face-to-face for the first time just a week ago, but I've known him for a number of years, and the reason that we made contact and became friends long distance was because of our connection to Dr. John Whitcomb, me serving alongside Dr. Whitcomb and assisting him. And Ed got to know Dr. Whitcomb at, I believe first, at Piedmont Baptist College and then at Grace Baptist Bible College, where Dr. Whitcomb came and delivered some conferences, and we're still using those audios from time to time on Dr. Whitcomb's radio program, as I continue to still assist Dr. Whitcomb outside of my work for the Friends of Israel. Dr. Whitcomb, of course, went to be with the Lord in February of this year of 2020. He's most widely known for his contribution to the book The Genesis Flood, which really launched a modern biblical creation movement back in 1961. And it's been my privilege to assist and serve Dr. Whitcomb since 2003, and as I said, continuing to oversee and help with his ministry materials, even though he's now in heaven, and he's still alive. He's more alive than ever, but he's not here to help us, and we miss him. And that's really the point of my thoughts today as I share with you, because I was thinking, as I was having lunch with Pastor Kuhar and going through that conference, I was thinking, this is what Dr. Whitcomb was doing a few years ago. And I, of course, was not here with him at this particular conference. I was with him a number of times, and I treasure and cherish those memories. But I was not with him at this particular conference. And many times when he was traveling to a place like this, I wished I would have been with him. And I, of course, was waiting to get the audios back to post them on the Whitcomb Ministries page on sermonaudio.com. Back then, that was our main focus and really what we were doing. So that's how I got in contact with someone like Ed Kuhar. But I was back at home working and going about day-to-day responsibilities and oftentimes, you know, wishing I could be with Dr. Whitcomb at some of those conferences. And, of course, in my mind, they were probably more elaborate events than what they were sometimes in reality. But the main thing was that Dr. Whitcomb was there, and I would have loved to have been in the front row listening, cheering him on, helping him. And I just thought of the fact, it struck me that now here I am in my ministry with the Friends of Israel, in this case in the same place that Dr. Whitcomb once was. He wasn't in that church, but he was with Pastor Ed and at Grace Baptist Bible College. And so here I am now traveling alone. I wish Dr. Whitcomb were with me. I wish he were here. I wish I were here with him. But now it's a time in my life where I can do some of these things, certainly try to carry on his legacy of teaching that I received from him, and also to apply many practical lessons I learned from Dr. Whitcomb. And if Dr. Whitcomb were teaching us right now, I know that he would be disappointed if we didn't mention, in light of the things that we're talking about, really his life verse from 2 Timothy 2, verse 2, at least his life verse as relates to his ministry of teaching, his ministry philosophy, in which the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy 2, 2, "The things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men, who will be able to teach others also." And that's our goal. That's our focus. That's our purpose as we seek to carry on the ministry that the Lord has given to us as we've been encouraged, edified through the years through the teaching of Dr. John Whitcomb. So right now I'm traveling alone, and these are a few thoughts. Pray for me. Hope you enjoy this version of this week's column coming to you as it is here in the form of a video or audio commentary. Thanks for listening. I hope these thoughts encourage you. And again, I trust they will encourage you to pray for us and pray for my ministry with the Friends of Israel. Thanks so much. God bless you. Have a great day.